find ourselves at the end of the parsha, and Yosef brings his father and his brothers in front of Paro. It's an interesting scene because here it is that Yosef, who has been bereft of family for all these years, all of a sudden reveals his family. And they are not Egyptian by any stretch of the imagination. And the first thing that Paro does is Paro reaches at them and says, hey, what do you guys do? Why is he asking that? So Paro is offering them the opportunity to integrate into Egyptian culture and Egyptian society. And Yosef forewarns them that that is not the way to go for the Jewish people. And I believe that there is a message that Yosef is sending, and that is that the very nature of exile is that the Jewish person kind of has to stay at the periphery. And even though there will be people like Yosef who will buck the trend, those are the people that will actually somehow manage to rise up to the top of society, they are few and far between. And most of them don't end up being successful in maintaining their Judaism and at the same time maintaining their connection to the civilization that they're in. And Yosef warns them. And it's interesting because I only noticed this morning that when Paro speaks to the brothers after they say, we're shepherds, he actually does not speak directly to them anymore. The speech to them is actually through Yosef. Paro says to Yosef, let them go wherever they want. And should it be that anybody decides that they want to be part of us, come back to me and let me know. Paro is disassociating himself from them very quickly. And that actually is the gift that the brothers have, because as a result of that disassociation, they're able to maintain their Jewish identity far better. I think that's a really, really important point. But then afterwards, we also see there's the interaction between Paro and Yaakov, where he turns to Yaakov and says, whoa, how old are you? Which also seems like a very strange thing to say. I mean, that's pretty obnoxious, right? You look at someone like, whoa, dear God, you look really old. What's your deal? But Yaakov actually says to him, I'm only 130, but I've had a really rough life. And Chazal tell us that actually he should have lived to be 180 like his father Yitzchak. But for the 33 words of complaint he gave to Paro, he lost 33 years of his life. And I think also there is an interesting message that Chazal are telling us. They're telling us that there's a certain perspective that God throws at us the challenges that, in fact, we are capable of dealing with. And the expectation is that we need to embrace them and understand that, oh, yeah, it could be far worse. But God has given us something that we can handle. But by Yaakov complaining, Yaakov does not recognize that this is, in fact, a gift from God. And so he ends up losing the greatest gift, which is the gift of life. Also, a fascinating lesson for all of us. We all have our challenges, and that's okay, but we have to accept them because they're from God. Have a great day.